Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Huran from KYW Morning Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. A couple of days after the Eagles had an extremely disappointing 24-15 loss to the Bears at the Link on Black Friday. Merrill, after a couple of days to process what happened, what are your takeaways from the loss?
Well, it doesn't change things. They were very, very disappointing in every respect, Dave. The offense still isn't right. It's not clicking. It's not being productive. And this time the defense was being pushed all over the field. I think some of that happens when the offense isn't moving and has too many three and outs and the defense has to stay on the field for so many plays. However, that's not an excuse. This team has to play better in all regards.
What do you think are the big issues with the offense at this moment?
Well, I still think the injuries on the offensive line have changed things. You have several players who are coming back from surgery. And then if you look at the Eagles' record over the years without Lane Johnson, it's very, very revealing. So I think that's a big problem. I think the quarterback gets too much blame. I think Jalen Hurts, he admits himself, he's a guy who hates to turn the ball over. And he only has two interceptions, but one came Friday afternoon. And then he had a fumble on a tush push. The ball was ripped out of his arms. So he takes the blame for that. But look, I watched the Rams game on Sunday afternoon. The Rams were in Carolina, and everybody's talking about Matthew Stafford as a possible MVP this year. And he had two interceptions, one of which was a pick six. And at the most crucial time of the game, he fumbled the football and turned it over to the Panthers, and Los Angeles ended up losing in Carolina.
You know, that's the thing. It just seems like this was such a big missed opportunity for the Eagles because the Rams lost. The Eagles had a big collapse against Dallas, and then they just really got outplayed against Chicago. Do you agree with me? Do you feel like it's a big missed opportunity for the Eagles over the past couple of weeks?
Well, sure. Both of them are missed opportunities. The biggest miss, of course, was in Dallas where they had a 21-0 lead. But look, you have to give the Bears credit. They came and they ran the ball extremely well. DeAndre Swift was outstanding, and they were getting a lot from Menange, too. I mean, they just had a great game, and you could see the offensive line pushing the defense and opening up great holes. They had a lot of daylight for their running backs.
How surprising was it to you that the Eagles' defensive front was just totally pushed back by Chicago's offensive line?
It certainly wasn't what I was expecting. But again, you have to move on from there. This is each game now becomes bigger and bigger. And this week, it's a Monday night game, a week from tonight, out in California in Inglewood against the Chargers. And Justin Herbert has had his problems too. In fact, he injured his left hand in yesterday's game, but he should be back and ready to play. Did come back in that game. He left, went to the locker room, and then came back. But he's dangerous. He has a lot of injuries on his offensive line. It's an opportunity for the Eagles to right the ship. But to answer your question, each game becomes bigger and bigger, especially when you've gone from 8-2 to 8-4. So the Cowboys are only a game and a half right now behind the Eagles. So every single game is incredibly important.
Yeah, how worried are you that Dallas could catch the Eagles? I mean, a few weeks ago, it seemed like the NFC East was almost a lock, but at this point, I don't think it is. How worried are you that Dallas could come and catch the Eagles?
I don't know about worried, but I think the correct word would be concerns. I am absolutely concerned about that, but if the Eagles go out there and beat the Chargers, pull themselves together, they'll be right back in the driver's seat.
And I'll close with this. On a Friday, Nick Sirianni said that Kevin Petullo will remain the play caller, remain in his role with the Eagles. You know, there's going to be a lot of noise this week, Merrill, all over the place about what the Eagles should do, how to fix things, so on and so forth. What do the Eagles need to do internally to make sure all the noise around them doesn't make things worse for them?
They just have to shut their ears to that. They have to get back to work. They have to stop playing sloppy football where they take way too many penalties at key times and go out there and beat the Chargers. That would be a great, great antidote for all of this.
Well, Merrill, I appreciate all your insight and I appreciate all your thoughts on this past Friday's game. Look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. That's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.